opposes the undeniable campaign to secularize America by the Obama administration. And now, here's the president of Eagle Forum, Phyllis Schlafly.
Dr. Mark Edmondson is a prize-winning scholar, author, and professor at the University of Virginia. He has a new book called Why Teach? He shares his perspectives on students, parents, fellow professors, and institutions. He calls on professors to be uncool, to grade hard, and to challenge students, even though they may face fallout for it from today's atmosphere of grade inflation and being nice to the students. He encourages parents to allow children to experience the hard knocks of everyday life. He emphasizes the necessary role of failure. Dr. Edmondson says, real reading is a higher form of conscientiousness. He claims good literature allows one to experience the joy of seeing the world through the eyes of people who are more sensitive, more articulate, shrewder, more alive than they themselves are. He says the magic of words unleashes the power of imagination. That is what students taught by the Common Core standards will miss because they have substituted so many informational texts instead of great literature. The author criticizes group projects and classes that rely on the exchange of student ideas. Students don't require the information that produces a worthwhile conversation. He also exhorts educators to stop these readings, which are really deconstructing literary works from the perspectives of gender, race, Marxism, Freudian, and other artificial constructs that venture from the author's intent and show no respect for the book on its own merit. The title of this book is Why Teach? In Defense of a Real Education by Dr. Mark Edmondson.
Would you like a complete record of Barack Obama's hostility toward Christianity? Every insult to our Creator God and every executive order that undermines religion is documented in the new book, No Higher Power, Obama's War on Religious Freedom, by Phyllis Schlafly and George Neumeier. Get your copy of No Higher Power where quality books are sold, or visit eagleforum.org. Thanks for listening, and join us again for the Phyllis Schlafly Report.
Are you sneezing, coughing, and aching? Do you have a sore throat, a fever, or the sniffles? There's no reason to be sick this cold and flu season with immune system support from Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver can give your body the help it needs to fight off harmful pathogens without hurting beneficial gut flora and without leaving behind resistant bacteria. Antibiotics can damage good microflora and often leave behind bacteria which can cause problems later on. If you're sick of being sick, try Supernatural Silver. Supernatural Silver, the number one choice of thousands for a safe and effective way to protect against the many diseases and illnesses that we are facing today. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com, read our customer reviews, and see the life-changing results that people are having. That's SupernaturalSilver.com. SupernaturalSilver.com. Use the promo code PROTECTED for 20% off your entire order. And like us on Facebook, Supernatural Silver.
Whew, nice shooting. Hey, that's a sweet AK-47 chest rig. Is that multicam?
Yep, got it from StrikeHardGear.com.
Strike what?
StrikeHardGear.com.
Set your sights on StrikeHardGear.com. Tough, tactical gear for your Soviet-style weapon that's made in the USA. Affordable, plus a no-questions-asked 30-day money-back guarantee and lifetime replacement warranty. StrikeHardGear.com. Go ahead. Pull the trigger.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Herbal Healer Spring Sale. 500 parts per million colloidal silver, all sizes. CoQ10 with Hawthorn, glucosamine chondroitin, sea cucumber, colloidal minerals, Superfam, and Super Male Plex. Colon Enhancer, our top-selling liquid, Cal Mag Vitamin D, MSM Sulfur Capsules, and Elderberry Power Capsules. We also offer certificate correspondence courses in natural medicine. Free memberships and free online newsletters also available at herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer has been serving the natural medicine industry for 25 years. This is a company you can count on. Visit herbalhealer.com today. Herbalhealer.com. That's herbalhealer.com.
In these unpredictable times, you can never be too prepared. Mentally, physically, financially, agriculturally. Real people, real problems, real activism. Welcome to the Bob Tuscan Radio Show with your host, Bob Tuscan.
Banker dies after fall from 33rd story of the J.P. Morgan building in London. Yeah, many more bankers are going to be jumping off of buildings. That's my prediction, folks. Mr. Producer, we have Steve Starrs with us. Get Steve Starrs on the line, will you? Gotta have Steve Starrs. It's Wednesday. And the second half of this hour, we're going to have Mark Baker, farmer from Michigan, who is being now even more heavily harassed by the federal officials, namely the USDA. Don't let that confuse you, folks. The USDA has threatened to come in armed, guns blazing, shooting, and they're going to take this farmer out Ruby Ridge style. That's why we have to have an emergency interview with Mark Baker. We've had him on the show before to tell you about his hog farm and the bureaucrats that are trying to take him and his hog farm out. Absolutely disturbing stuff, folks, and he is really nervous, to say the least. So he asked us to have him come on to get into his recent intel that he received a major threat against his life. He's a veteran. He's a farmer. He's a patriot. And he is very concerned about the well-being of him and his family. We'll get to that in the second half of this hour. Couple highlights. Tomorrow, Stan Deo is going to be coming on the Bob Tuscan Show. Next week, we got Mark Passio coming on. And several other guests are being added to the roster as we speak, including John B. Wells, the weekend host at Coast to Coast. He'll be joining us on the Bob Tuscan Show to chit-chat. Looking forward to that. Well, there's always stuff to look forward to, without a doubt. I did not watch the State of the Union speech. I read John Rappaport's coverage of it. It's up at my website, bobtuscan.com. What did he call it? The State of the Onion? Yeah. It really is a joke. You know, everybody knows The Onion, right? The comedy paper, satire paper. You know The Onion, right, Mr. Producer?
Yes.
Funny stuff. And sometimes The Onion is, well, closer to reality than the mainstream media is. It's scary, but true. Anyways, we got Steve Starrs now. What's up, Steve-O?
Hey, I think I'm joining you. It's Wednesday night, and of course, yes, there is big news, of course. Recapping, I guess we want to, and it's probably been done on RBN all day, but the State of the Disunion address.
I was just saying, I didn't watch it. I read John Rappaport's report, and I published it on my website.
Yeah.
Like no John. Surprise to you, I'm sure, that I didn't watch it. I'm disillusioned with even paying attention to the schmuck in chief.
I think everybody is. And, of course, you know, his audacious attacks on the Constitution continue. And he can get away with that right now because it is somewhat of a state of emergency with all these people on unemployment. But obviously that's just the cover story for another power grab. And it's astounding. As I saw one poll today on Yahoo, 75% of the population think the country is in disarray. You may have seen the news from that CNN poll where they said 67% are highly suspect of Obama's leadership and having trouble. So that's two-thirds to three-quarters of the people in this country right now who are fed up. And I don't know, Bob, I've never seen anything like this in my lifetime. And you know me, I'm an old-timer.
What are you, in your 80s now?
Yeah, Bennett, I remember when Henry Ford came out with the first car.
Speaking of old-timers, there's an article that I was reading. Medicare semantics can cost seniors big bucks for readers and listeners who are, well, of Medicare age. Are you of Medicare age yet, Steve?
No, I'm not, right? Of Medicare age, nor am I.
You're just shy of it, aren't you?
I'm a little bit, but I'm also shy of retirement and Social Security if there's anything left, and I don't think there's going to be anything left of either one of those programs.
Well, for our listeners out there, Steve, who are of Medicare age, you better be aware that semantics can determine what type of benefits and coverage you'll receive while in the hospital. Yeah, that's right. The death panels are around. Brian Williams and Kate Snow bring attention to and caution about the use of certain words on hospital admission forms.
Oh, sounds bad. Is that one of the words?
No, that was an actual sneeze.
I thought that was... How are you feeling involved, today?
What's that?
I thought that was an exclamation or a comment on how you're feeling today. And the answer to that would be the semantics, Gesundheit!
Yes, that's right. Thank you. The words involved, which make a huge difference as to who pays, are inpatient and under observation. These semantical terms, this nomenclature, is something to really look out for, and it's probably very similar with the marketplace. Barry Sotero Care, that's right. So there you go. Very interesting stuff. Let's see here. Another story, Steve-O, as far as elderly women are concerned.
Okay.
Elderly people, not just women. Sleeping elderly women awakes to police dog attack. It's like we can't get out of finding these stories about police and their antics doing crazy, horrific things. And just when I thought I heard it all, here's another one. Sleeping elderly woman awakes to police dog attack. Katharina Lambert, age 88, sleeping in her own home in San Bernardino, California. At around 11:30 on January 23rd, 2013, her silent burglar alarm allegedly went active. If true, as police say, this does not explain the way they responded. With no warrants, no pressing circumstances, no announcement, and no warning about a dog, three officers entered her home, and Officer Jay Echeverria, however you pronounce this scumbag's name, released an attack dog that quickly went to her bedroom, and she awoke to the dog attacking her. What a way to wake up.
Wow.
And these are peace officers, Steve, to protect us, man. Don't you know that?
Yeah, how can an attack dog attack a sleeping person? That's sort of strange.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that. I know nothing about these attack dogs. I know nothing about their training. I know nothing about how they're set off. Regardless, it's pretty darn startling to hear of reports like this. And this is somebody's grandmother. This is somebody's mother. This is somebody's wife. This is somebody's sister. And this is an absolute despicable example of a police state gone bad. We really need to continue to expose these police state stories. Speaking of which, there was justice today for one police state measure. A cop in, let's see, where was this? I don't know exactly where. In New Haven. A cop in New Haven was harassing some Ecuadorian immigrants. He was bullying them and doing all sorts of nasty things to them. When a priest found out and or noticed what he was doing and took out his camera to record the cop. Well, the cop didn't like that because obviously he was doing something wrong. And the cop arrested this priest. Assaulted this priest. And destroyed, or tried to destroy, thank goodness he didn't, his camera. Well, I'll tell you what's happened to that cop, and we'll get to that justice on the other side of this break. It's the Bob Tuscan Show on a Wednesday.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
How important is the air you breathe? Our air purifiers produce activated oxygen, called Aerin. Activated oxygen is the natural enemy of odors, pollutants, and many other harmful substances, yet it's completely safe. Our powerful air purifiers unleash the power of a thunderstorm, destroying pollutants in the air we breathe. It destroys many viruses, bacteria, and fungi, kills molds, and oxidizes chemical fumes and toxic gases. It removes smoke, pollen, and pet odors. Made with quality stainless steel, our portable air purifiers come with a manufacturer's 4-year warranty. If you haven't experienced the Aerin process of fresh, clean air, then call us today and receive 10% off your order. 877-605-9200. Again, that's 877-605-9200. Time for you to breathe clearly again. 877-605-9200.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The United Voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
Seems the louder we're singing, the less they're hearing. Babylon got them so mindless they can't see Armageddon is nearing. I try to shake them to wake them, but they say they'd rather be sleeping. So don't be surprised if my eyes can't disguise that inside me my spirit is weeping.
Sir, what are you doing?
The reason why you have the camera on me?
Yes.
Why is that?
I'm taking a video of what's going on here.
Well, I'll tell you what, Ron, I'll do it that camera.
That was the short clip of the cop confronting this priest who was recording him harassing Honduran or Ecuadorian immigrants. Even if the cop was allowed to retire with a full pension, it turns out he was sentenced to 30 months in prison Tuesday, indicating that justice prevails every once in a while, folks. was only because Father James Manship filed a federal complaint after his charges were dropped 2 weeks after his arrest. Latino merchants in the New Haven suburb have been complaining for months that they get a disproportionately large share of attention from the local police. Officers, they say, have harassed them and their customers by lingering outside shops, stopping cars, and demanding to see driver's license. But their complaints were largely confined to grumbling among themselves and at a local church until February 19th, when a white American priest was arrested. The priest, Reverend James Manship, was videotaping a police visit to an Ecuadorian-owned grocery store on Main Street when he was let off in handcuffs, has become an unlikely symbol of racial profiling charges, and he was charged with disorderly conduct and interfering with police. On Thursday, more than a dozen East Haven residents joined the priest at a news conference in New Haven to release the brief tape that he made of the encounter. Very interesting. So this guy got 30 months in prison for this. This cop.
Really?
Yeah.
Well, I guess you don't mess with a priest, huh?
I guess not. I guess religion is above the priesthood of these police officers.
Yeah, and it looks as though maybe he messed with the wrong guy this time. So, I guess things may be changing. Did you hear the story about the Gates Foundation's annual letter focusing on vaccines and population reduction?
I sure did. I saw, where did I see it? Somebody was really pushing the Gates letter. Oh, it was on one of those nighttime shows. I saw a clip where Gates went on the late night show or whatever. I don't know what show it was, one of the late night shows. And I was like, okay, let's hear what this eugenicist douche has to say. Jeez, I got to come up with better nicknames than douche and scumbag.
Yeah, that's,
well, I got to come up with this eugenicist loser. I don't know. I shouldn't name call at all, even if it's to Bill Gates. But some people invoke that sort of emotion from me. Forgive me, folks. Nonetheless, I was curious to see what he had to say. So I clicked the Gates letter. And I got to tell you, the website for Gates' letter is really junky. You would think Bill Gates, the supposed richest man in the world, which I don't believe, but you would think the website he would have would be really good looking. It wasn't at all, really. It was a poorly made website. But
he was saving money to help the poor, Bob.
I guess so. But nonetheless, what does his efforts equate to? What do his efforts equate to? Well, that can be summed up in two words. One word, eugenics. One word, eugenics. Vaccines, HIV fraud, and so on and so forth.
Yeah, but he has sort of changed a little bit, which is kind of a slippery slope, and maybe he is becoming very attentive to the negative press he's getting, because remember, for a long time, he was a big funder of HIV/AIDS eradication in Africa, which, as we know, was really a very big eugenics program based on giving AZT to pregnant women, a substance designed to destroy DNA. Not a side effect. It's designed to destroy DNA. They're giving it to pregnant women. Even though about 8 out of 10 babies would be HIV negative, they're poisoning all 10 of them, only to reduce the rate of infection, to quote the rate of infection, and only with 1 out of 10 babies. So it's really was a crazy situation. But he's not dealing with that anymore. Now he's talking about malaria. He says they can get rid of malaria. And, of course, I don't know how they're going to do that, since malaria is carried by mosquitoes, unless they create some sort of hybrid genetically modified mosquito or something like that. Who knows? But another thing that he says here, this is interesting, Bob. He says, Gates says the biggest problem with getting rich donors to contribute to the cause is their false belief that aid will lead to problems of overpopulation in the third world. Now, listen, he's changed his tune. Gates says, I don't think people like to say out loud that we want to let these kids die because there are too many of them. But by not choosing to get into the health in the early days of our foundation, I was also a victim of the myth of overpopulation. Bill Gates was a victim of the myth of overpopulation. I mean, why would he believe that, since his family was so involved with Planned Parenthood before, you know, he got into his computer systems? But anyway, he says, there is phenomenally good news here. The world's population will peak. Now, we do have population growth in areas that we don't want it, like Yemen, like Pakistan, and parts of Africa, where we don't have the resources to really help those people. So we need to get serious about figuring out how to make sure there is relative health and satisfaction in those places. So, I mean, he's changing his tune on the overpopulation thing, and he isn't even mentioning AIDS in this article as far as I've read so far. So it seems like he's a little skittish about the bad press he's been getting, and he's trying to sing a new Bill Gates song or something like that. But it's still the same old stuff.
Yeah, I don't know.
Can a leopard change his spots? Can Bill Gates change his software? I don't think so.
Yeah, you can make it a lot worse like they did with the recent installment of Windows. Jeez.
Windows 8, yeah.
What a joke that is. And they're trying to excommunicate anybody using Windows XP.
Yeah,
I was hearing Mike Rivero talk about that earlier. He was saying, you know, they're trying to get everybody off of XP so that they can continue to perpetuate their business model, which is to be a monopoly and to get people to buy new software. Mike Rivero had a great idea. If they do that, when they do that, he's going to go to Linux. Open source. Good for him. I won't weigh this conversation down with technical lingo here for those out there who don't even own a computer. But Linux is the... let's come up with a good analogy. So Microsoft and Apple, that's like Pepsi and Coke, kind of, sort of, maybe not. But Linux is the coconut water beverage. All right. I'm going to stop with my analogies.
Okay.
Okay? I just fail miserably. Every time I try to come up with a good analogy, Steve, I just fail. You notice that?
Well, you need to go to Metaphor 101 or something like that, I think.
All right, well, so coming up in a moment, Steve, we got a very important guest coming on, okay?
Good, yeah.
Mark Baker has been dealing with the USDA. He's a hog farmer in Michigan.
Great.
And he's found some intel that leads him to believe, through inside sources, that the USDA is planning a Ruby Ridge-type takeover of his property. And he is very concerned. He feels deeply threatened. He is more than upset about this, as he should be. And he wants to blow the whistle. And we will allow him to do so when we come back in just a moment, folks. And we need the listeners to pay attention to this. And when Mark comes on, I want to ask him what we can do to prevent this from happening. You know, Randy Weaver, he didn't have the internet. Okay? He did not have the internet. And this show, which is going over the airwaves to thousands of people, many of which on the internet, we got to get the word out and we got to do something about this to prevent it. Bottom line, Mark Baker, when we come back.
The Bob Justin Show.
The IRS is a private corporation, not a government agency. Income tax is collected by voluntary compliance. To learn to unvolunteer or discontinue volunteering into the IRS, visit escapeharassment.com and immediately implement Strategy 1. The process must be repeated each and every time. Paper, letter, envelope, presentment, etc. Always and forever. Failure equates to acceptance, subsequent resultant contract, and you pay or go to jail by your own consent and agreement contract. Avoid recontracting. Visit escapeharassment.com and implement Strategy 1 immediately. Bar lawyers and accountants won't help you. Why wait? Get Strategy 1 and immediately implement it to divorce the IRS today and forever. That's escapeharassment.com, Strategy 1, to be free from the IRS. escapeharassment.com.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Earthquakes, hurricanes, nuclear accidents, terror attacks, and all-out social collapse. With the world today more volatile than ever, the future has never looked more uncertain. Survivalist Magazine is the one resource you can't afford to be without. Claim your free trial subscription now at www.survivalist.com and your first issue ships immediately. Get all the details and more at www.survivalist.com or order by phone. Call 1-866-437-6570. Your survival may depend on it.
This is Dr. Robert Rowan here to give you an important message regarding stem cell treatment. World-renowned physician, stem cell expert, and friend Dr. David Steinblatt has performed over 8,000 stem cell treatments since 2001. Bone marrow stem cells are completely legal to do here in the USA. The bone marrow stem cell treatment is not only fast, done in less than 2 to 3 hours, but is relatively pain-free and has little to no recovery time. Dr. David Steinblatt and his office are able to help and treat patients who suffer from cerebral palsy, traumatic brain injury, stroke, macular degeneration, arthritis, Parkinson's disease, congestive heart failure, and more. Personally using their services for my knee and seeing great improvement, Dr. David Steinblatt is highly recommended by me. Go to stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 to find out more. Again, stemcellmd.org or call 800-300-1063 today to receive more information.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steinblatt, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system, an everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity, Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
Do you have a product or service that you'd like to advertise on the Republic Broadcasting Network? Do you want to support one of the original truth radio networks in existence while getting your company heard across the globe? Right now, RBN is having a holiday special on all of our advertising packages and providing free commercial production to get you started. Call 800-724-2719, extension 111 today. That's 800-724-2719, extension 111, or email powers@republicbroadcasting.org.
To their names can be added those of hundreds and thousands of others who stood in the way of the new order.
Right now.
Isn't what we're building for.
I got an email today from Dave, who is close with Mark, and he says, Bob, you got to figure out what's going on with Mark. You had him on the show. We talked about how they are going after his hogs because of some sort of obscure ruling of, you know, them being a certain color from what I recall, and just a bunch of bureaucratic BS to get in the way of a man trying to make a living and have an honest, wholesome farm. He's a veteran, and he's a patriot, and we bring Mark Baker on with us. Mark, why don't you give kind of the background better than my loose recollection of when we had you on last time? Are you there? Call him back, Mr. Producer, please. Steve, do you remember hearing him on our show last time?
Yeah, I think I do. Yeah, we covered this a little while ago. And I guess it's gotten worse and escalated. And Mark was saying they might be able to work something out. During the break, we heard him mention that, but we'll let him fill everything in when he gets on with us.
So. All right. So, Mark, why don't you give us a little bit of a background story to this in case people didn't hear you the first time you came on?
Okay. My name is Mark Baker. I'm owner of Baker's Green Acres here in northern Michigan. It's a general purpose farm. We base what we do on the pasture system. We don't give our animals any antibiotics or growth hormones, anything like that. Let's see. And we started this place in 2004 when I retired from the Air Force. In 2011, in December time frame, I was informed that the pigs that I raise are considered feral by the state of Michigan. I was told this by one of the chefs that I sell to. And I checked into that, and sure enough, the Department of Natural Resources had come out with a list of characteristics, nine characteristics to be exact, or nine line items. There's several characteristics in each line, but and they said that if your pig has even one of these characteristics, that your pig is feral. And they added feral pigs to the invasive species order. And if you keep your pigs, then you are in violation of the invasive species order, which would be harboring an invasive species. And if your listeners don't know what feral means, of course they can look it up, but it's an animal that was domesticated and then was either released or abandoned or escaped, and the animal rewilds itself in order to survive, kind of like a dog that maybe somebody moves to a different place and they just leave their dog in their backyard. The thing has to escape out of the backyard to get something to eat. After a while, it breeds with another dog, and before you know it, you get like kind of wild dogs, but they're not really wild dogs, they're feral dogs. So the state of Michigan has made the claim that there are between 1,000 and 8,000 feral pigs roaming the countryside, doing all kinds of damage, hurting people, scaring people, killing wildlife, destroying the environment.
Is any of that true?
No, it's totally made up. Because we've checked insurance records, and there's been absolutely no car pig accidents. The last one was 14 years ago, and it was one pig, one car. But there's no way to know if it was a feral pig or not. It was probably just a pig off somebody's farm that got hit by a car. And also, if we did have feral pigs in the state of Michigan, you would see them on the side of the road feasting off of dead deer, because we definitely have a lot of deer in the state of Michigan, and they get hit regularly. So there's, you know, you can't drive 20 miles without seeing a dead deer on the side of the road. And the pigs would be on those. If there were feral pigs, you would see them by the side of the road. Then you would see dead feral pigs on the side of the road, because they'd get hit too. Because I raise pigs, and I can tell you, they don't get out of the way. When you're driving out there, you drive a tractor out there or something, they don't know enough to get out of the way. They'll just stand there. So anyway, the state has said that we have this tremendous problem, and their answer to the problem is to depopulate any pig with one of these characteristics. And the characteristics range from coloration, like a solid black pig, a solid brown pig, to ear structure. They say an erect ear or a floppy ear, to tail structure. They say straight tail or curly tail. So if your animals have any of those characteristics, they say your animals are feral. And they gave us until April 1st of 2012 to depopulate our animals, and that means kill them. And if we didn't, they said that they would come and, first of all, they said they'd come and they'd do it for us. You know, they'd take us aside and then shoot our animals. I didn't believe they had the guts to do that. And then they said they would arrest us. And they said that they would give us big fines. And then they said they would fine our associates. They said they would fine our customers. You know, a bunch of threats. Well, those threats came after February time frame. No, wait a minute. Yes, in February of 2011, I knew that I wasn't going to comply with their order to depopulate by April of 2012.
Good for you.
So I filed suit against the state, the DNR, for clarification of the law. And they've done everything they can to stay out of court. So here it is, 2014. So it's been going on, what, 3 years. And I finally have a court date with them, a trial date, and that is the 11th through the 14th of March. They have done everything that they can to short-circuit the process, you know. I'm sure people know this, but I'll just say, in the states, if you don't like something that your state government throws at you, some regulation, you have the authority as an American citizen to challenge that in a court of law. That's the thing to do, because after all, people that work like the DNR, they're bureaucrats. They work for the state. They get a state paycheck. They don't know what it's like for us to be working out here on the land trying to make a living. And therefore, a lot of times, they create situations to make it very difficult for us to make a living, right? So in this case, they came out with a regulation. They said any pig with a straight tail, curly tail is illegal. If you keep it, you're a felon. We'll arrest you, a felony arrest, da-da-da-da-da. We didn't like that. We didn't agree with it. We thought it was unlawful, unconstitutional. So we challenged it in a court of law. That is what we do as American citizens.
Right.
That's the system that we use. And, of course, what they have done, though, is they've done everything that they possibly can to stay out of court. We have actually faced them down in a court of law for hearings and things like that. But not yet have we gone for a trial. We really want to get into court and have a trial where we can tell our side of the story to the judge and have a ruling made on whether this is constitutional or not.
Would that require a criminal case?
If I were arrested on felony charges, it certainly would be. But so far, I have not been arrested yet. So
But they are threatening you with arrest, right?
Yeah, yeah. And they threatened me with a pretty big fine, too. They fined me formally. I have the paperwork. They threw my local court for
$700,000. $700,000.
Yeah.
Is one heck of a fine. Wow. Mark, hold that thought. We're going to come back, and we're going to bring things up to date and tell listeners about your recent pressure that they have been placing on you. This is scary stuff, folks. We need to stop this from turning into something much worse, like a Ruby Ridge type event, and we'll get to that on the other side.
The Bob Tuscan Show.
Do you love America? Do you support the right to bear arms? Do you have an opinion on the current immigration issue? Do you believe in the dollar? You have a voice. You have an opinion. Let it be heard. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com right now and make your voice count. Do you like your rights taken away for the so-called sake of public safety? Do you want to repeal Obamacare? Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today and fight back. All you have to do is fill out a short survey and you're done. Simple, easy, fast. For your time, you get entered to win free gold and silver. That's right. Get gold and silver free by filling out this short survey that enters you to win.
AmericanFreedomSurvey.com. Go to AmericanFreedomSurvey.com today. That's AmericanFreedomSurvey.com.
World-renowned physician and stem cell expert Dr. David Steenblok, D.O., and his research staff have spent years developing all-natural formulations that support the body's own stem cell production and mobilization system. An everyday stem cell supplement, creating the birth of Stemgevity. Stemgevity stem cell mobilization formula is for use by men, women, and children of all ages to support your body's stem cell system naturally, quickly, and safely. Stemgevity helps support your heart and circulatory system, bones and joints, liver, skin, brain, and much more. Order your bottle now at Stemgevity.com today. That's Stemgevity. Stemgevity.com. Or call now toll-free, 800-300-1063. Buy two bottles and receive a third bottle free by mentioning RBN. Anyone who wants to get healthy needs Stemgevity. Call 800-300-1063 today.
A suppressed medical breakthrough guarantees anyone total health power with a simple device. That sounds impossible, doesn't it? In fact, it sounds like snake oil. How is it that something so simple could make such a profound change and isn't headline-making news? What if I told you it was? What if I told you in March of 1991 the news was groundbreaking? If you're like most people, you're wondering if this is true. We'll show you why your doctor hasn't told you about this. Go to drbeckprotocol.com or call 928-853-2821.
I'm Larry Pratt of Gun Owners of America, and I want to invite you to join the Second Amendment movement with Gun Owners of America, the only no-compromise gun lobby in Washington. Take action by becoming a GOA member today by going to gunowners.org. Gun Owners members receive the GOA newsletter, fact sheets, alerts, certificates, and more. But there's more to joining GOA than just a list of member benefits. The united voice of GOA members has been successful in defeating restrictive legislation designed to disarm our population. GOA has helped to get strong constitutional members of Congress like Senator Ted Cruz elected. And with your help, GOA will continue to successfully defend the rights of gun owners in the courts. Participate in our efforts to restore and preserve the nation's right to keep and bear arms. All contributions to our lobbying efforts are used exclusively to support or oppose firearms legislation. Join online at gunowners.org.
Are you prepared? Really, are you prepared? Times aren't getting any better. Everything everywhere is getting tighter. Time for you to look out for the ones you care about. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has everything you need for any event that might come your way. First aid kits, camping gear, training books, self-defense equipment, long shelf life, GMO-free storable food. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com has it all. Veteran-owned and operated. AmericanSurvivalWholesale.com is here for you.
Lucifer, son of the morning, I'm gonna chase you out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase Satan out of earth. I'm gonna put on an iron shirt and chase the devil out of earth. I'm gonna send him to outer space.
Farmer Mark Baker joins us on the Bob Tuscan Show. This is an absolutely important story to tell you about. And my colleague, Mark Steve Starrs, has a few good questions for you. I'll let him ask those questions. Go ahead, Steve.
Yeah, hey, Mark. I was listening to the first part. Of course, you defined the feral pigs as pigs that have wild traits that the state wants to get rid of because they claim they're causing all this damage. But you free-range all of these animals, and they're not with antibiotics, and they're, you know, deleted from all of the dangerous toxins that pigs could have. So they're certainly edible. The question I have is two parts. First of all, did they define these pigs as feral pigs before you opened the farm? And was that, did that come along later, which I presume it did? And if it did, the question is, why don't they, instead of just telling you to get rid of them, why don't they go ahead and let those animals be slaughtered and pay you market value for their worth so that you can start up again with different kinds of pigs that accordingly that they would approve. Is there a question there about that?
Yeah, well, we started the farm up in 2004, and we came out with this in 2010. So,
yeah, so they're 6 years out of date.
First question.
Okay,
yeah.
Good.
Mm-hmm. Answer to the second question is they said that they're not going to pay for these pigs, you know, because this amounts to a takings. It's like an eminent domain case. Like if they need to put a road through your house for the good of everybody,
right,
they pay you fair value for your home. But
that's
they've
interesting.
Said, in writing, they've said that they would not pay for these animals because these are not livestock, because they are invasive species. That's what they've said in writing.
Okay.
And that I got a comment on that though. At what point do we dig our heels in when some bureaucrat from the state decides that what we're doing they don't like, and decide to come up with some regulatory action to limit what we're doing? Now, when I started the Mangalitza business, the pigs we raise are Mangalitzas. They're out of Hungary. It's the very best pig that you can get in the United States right now. And when we started this up, we made a decision to do it based on the traits of the animals and what our customers would want. So if I were to raise the pig that the state wants me to raise, I don't think anybody would want it. And I certainly wouldn't have the advantage in business that I do with this animal. And it was a decision that we made based on the research that we did. So at what point do you say, no, you know, I'm not going to let the state tell me what breed of cow that I can raise or what breed of cat I can have in my home. It is really none of their business. And we have to back them off by telling them no.
Well, especially after the fact, as you pointed out, you know, that this was a law that came down 6 years later. And it is an eminent domain type case because you were already there. You had these pigs. They are the finest in the world, as you pointed out. They are considered livestock and the finest of pork line livestock in places like Hungary. And so I think they need to pay you at least market value and more for your trouble and help you get started with, well, you may not want to use what they want to use, but at least they ought to accomplish the purpose of recompensing your investment in this if they've changed the law, and certainly it doesn't make any sense. So that's my opinion.
On some level, it's still disturbing, Steve, that they would take good quality food away from people, because even if they bought these pigs, they wouldn't give the hungry people food. It's not like they're going to buy the pigs and then set up a food line for people to come enjoy this gourmet pork.
Sure, they want to waste the pigs is what they really
They
want to
waste
do.
Them. Literally, yeah. Waste them.
Yeah.
So, very interesting. Now, Mark, take us up to date, though, because there's a very urgent aspect of your case that we want to ring the alarm on.
Yeah, this is probably the most disturbing thing. This would be a week ago, last Friday, I received an email from a former associate. You see, the state has really worked our business over, so a lot of the people that I used to do business with, I'm not able to do business with anymore. When you lock horns with the state, especially Department of Ag, they have a way of intimidating restaurants and retail stores that, you know, to make them not want to buy your products. And we raise beef, pork, and chicken here, and had a pretty good business going before this all started, but this fellow sent me an email, and he had a conversation with a USDA field agent, and the field agent was asked in friendly conversation what he thought about the feral swine issue as it pertains to myself and my farm, Baker's Green Acres. And apparently the guy came unglued, and he said that either he or anyone from Michigan Department of Agriculture were allowed to come near me or my property, and that this order had come down from their chain of command. All right, so here's a guy from the USDA saying that his chain of command at the USDA has said he's not allowed to come anywhere near me or my farm, and that only armed agents from the Department of Natural Resources could come near me or my property, and that I am being portrayed as a gun-wielding lunatic. And I have that email, and it's just like I said. So here's why this is a dangerous thing. When this comes down from the top, all uniformed personnel will get this information. And when they approach me, traffic stop, whatever, they're kind of on a hair trigger, which puts me in danger. And the fact that I know about this kind of puts them in danger a little bit, too, because, you know, I'm worried that they are going to do something to hurt me or my children. And, you know, we see all the time these days law enforcement seems to shoot first and ask questions later. So what I did was what I should do, and then I filed a complaint, or I filed a police report with my county sheriff. I did that a week ago Saturday, and I told the sheriff's deputy that, you know, I'd give him a reasonable amount of time, but I am requesting that an investigation be opened. And the reason for this is because if there's a good, solid paper trail, the people that would most likely attack me and my family would probably think it's not a good idea to do that if this paper trail exists and, you know, would be here after everything's said and done. And so I waited 9 days for the detective to call me. He did not, so I called him, and he called me back on the 10th day, and I said to him, his name is Detective Weirs, I said, I have two questions for you, Mike. Are you, or have you, or do you intend to open an investigation on this situation? And he said to me, no. And I said, okay, second question, whose call was this? And he hesitated a little bit, and he said, it was my call. I said, okay, that's all I need to know. And he says, well, wait a minute. Don't you want to know why I'm not going to do it? And I'm thinking to myself, it doesn't really matter. But, yeah, go ahead. Tell me why you're not going to do it. And he said, because it doesn't rise to the level of what we would consider criminal intent. And I think that's kind of a dumb answer. But what he did by choosing not to open an investigation was he actually puts his own personnel, his own brethren in uniform, in danger. Because what he should be concerned with is, where is my head at on this whole thing? You know, do I feel that there's a threat against me? And if I do, how will that affect?
All right, Mark, hold on 1 second here.
Can you hold over?
Yeah, okay. We'll be back with Mark Baker in just a moment or so. I will also open up the phone lines if you want to ask Mark any questions about his case. And I want to ask Mark in particular what we can do as advocates for food freedom and patriots to help with his case.
With financial uncertainty circling the globe due to job losses, decline in the housing market, a climate of corruption, bailouts, currency rigging, and unfair competition, many are once more turning to precious metals as the only hedge against the uncertainty of the future. With the U.S. House conducting hearings on proposals to confiscate workers' personal retirement accounts, including 401ks and IRAs, this is the time to secure your assets. Call Republic Trading Group today, 800-691-7898, before this happens, and find out.